FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Hi, Tom Day. Welcome to FC. Obviously, we're all really excited to see you. Tell us what it means to sign for FC.
Yeah, it's. I feel honoured to be part of this, you know, big club. I already feel welcome all over Twitter, messages popping up everywhere. You know, I've been here before, so I know how nice people are here. And I feel like I have unfinished business here, you know, and that's why I decided to come back. And the manager really made me feel wanted. And I want to play here. I want to try to improve as well as a player, and I try to help this club go forward.
Ball halfway line, though, with the Potts. Potts chips the ball through. It's a decent ball as well. Can this United try to get the end of it? Yes, he can. He scores on his debut! The keeper thought he'd come for it, and he just took a little touch. But I'll tell you what, the finish with his right foot, he could have tapped it, and he didn't. He hit it with some power into the top corner. And, FC's manager there, Neil Reynolds, is thinking... He was on an aeroplane yesterday in Malta, and he scores on his debut back here at FC United of Manchester. And it was a cracking finish, wasn't it, Roy?
It was absolutely spot on. The thing is, with Tundy, he never gives up on anything. He's got a decent bit of pace, and I've got to say this, the hesitancy of the central defender there caused Morpeth all that problem there. Now let's hope that FC keep the foot on the accelerator and keep this momentum going. Don't let it drop.
Well, it was an excellent finish. He got a little sniff in there. That's what you want from a centre forward. He got a little bit of a sniff, and he actually took advantage of it. And
on the half volley as well, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, I mean, he hit it with his left, and then it came down on his right. And he half volleyed it. It was an excellent finish. It really was. But they can come away with it. FC United of Manchester, good play here onside as well. FC United of Manchester, Tundy now, can he make it three? He looks around and the ball just bubbles awkwardly, but he's still in the penalty. Their first half shot comes in. Oh, what a goal! And what a debut this is turning out to be. We've been crying out for a goal scorer. It looked like he just waited an age really for the ball. It's like, what's he going to do? He's hit it across the goalkeeper, and the goalkeeper can't get anywhere near it. It hits the inside of the post and across, and it's 3-1. 30 minutes on the clock, it's 3-1 to FC United of Manchester.
Well, everything, as soon as Tundy gets the sight of those goals in his eyes, he brightens up, he lights up, and he looks for his shot, and he picks a great spot there, just passing it in, tried for the far corner. As it was, it came off the far post and went into the near post area. But
did you have your head in your mouth though for a second there when you were thinking?
No, didn't.
Has he taken too much of a touch there? Is he going to save it?
I have every confidence in it. I knew he was going to come in on his right foot.
Potts takes it on his chest, about 35 yards out. Square ball to Dodd. Or Curran there, and that's forward now. Rare foray into the FC half in the last 5 minutes for Bamba, FC Potts does well. Corran, nice ball, the Babas takes it ever so well. First time ball to Owolabi into the box from the left. Owolabi shoots, deflection, goal.
Get in.
And it was a goal, it was a deflection in the end.
Yeah, but Spooner.
But you'd have to say that's deserved, because that was lovely play, Roy. Three or four passes, and Owolabi played his shot nicely, and FC go into the lead.
Goal. Yeah, it was a great, to be honest, little ball by Michael Potts, who dinked it between two players on the opposite side. As the ball came across then a field, it found its way to Owolabi on the left-hand side. He checked to his left, came in on his right and smacked a first time shot, and that's what we've been asking for all along, isn't it, James? You know, don't get caught in two minds, do it straight away. And as it is, it's come off one of their players, Spooner, and shot into the opposite side of the net as the goalkeeper's gone to his left. The ball shot off into the right hand side. 1-0,
and it's cleared by Dent, but good work from Doyle. Plays it out to the right hand side. Ennis. Oh, nice 1-2 there. Can't quite. Mantak defends well. Potts is in there. Potts can't quite get control of it though. Good work from Bebos. Wins the ball. Plays it out left hand side to Dodd. Dodd square ball. Griffiths though, a bit fast there for him. Manages to get control eventually. Now Curtis Jones. Now Ennis, the substitute. Ennis moving forward there. Slides it for a great ball. Oh, Alarmy! Scores! Magnificent football! And Ennis! And Charlie Ennis brought on as a substitute with an absolute slide rule through ball. Awolabi took it well on the turn and placed it. A beautiful finish. And FC United make it all square.
And that's what he's done. That's what he should have done before when he put that ball over the top. Actually opened his foot up, kept his composure and just passed it into the far corner of the net to level the score up 1-1.
56 minutes.
90 seconds Ennis was on the pitch for.
But this is a chance now, and there's a debate about who's taking the penalty, which is never encouraging. But Alabi is going to take it, and this is a chance here, having won the penalty, to put FC into a 2-0 lead. Shenton taking his time, taking a drink there. Yeah. Just being a bit streetwise here. Alabi, though, keeping his cool. Then he comes. And he's had a beautifully placed penalty. There was no power, but it was placed perfectly. Shenton went the right way and placed to the keeper's left, and FC United are in a 2-goal lead. Now it's Bebos about 30 yards out, right inside. Nice cross in, and it had to be defended well by O'Grady. And FC United are really threatening to dominate here. They're 2 goals up, and you just feel they want to get some more goals here and really take control of this game, because they are really looking very sharp up front today. Possibly the best they've been this season. But left-hand side, it's Curran, who's going to take this corner. Bebos comes for a possible short one. Whittam accompanying him, but it's a cross comes in. Far post, nodded down, loose.
Yeah.
Come down. Oh, Alarmy!
Get in there.
It's 3-0. And, well, the Buxton players are looking askance at each other. But I have to say that the defence was a little static there, and Alabi had an awful lot of time there to control that ball, get it down and just pick his spot. Shenton spreads out to the right hand side. Harrison collects, but Dodd straight in there makes the tackle. Throw into Buxton halfway line, right hand side, and Harrison now prepared to take this throw. Needs some movement from his colleagues. And in the end, that's flicked nicely by Chalmers, but well read by Doyle. Second ball picked up by Ebo, but he loses possession. Now it's Curran.
Good
Curran
ball.
Through ball there for Owolabi. Oh, it could be in for a first half hat trick. He has scored! A magnificent finish! He just controlled it and put it in there. It hit the upright. It's a beautiful finish. And when confidence is with you, that's what it can do. A really cultured finish, a lovely ball across to him by Dodd, and FC United are 4-0 up here. We've played 26 minutes.
And everything was perfect there for Tundy to actually run onto. Those are the balls that he needs, and these balls that are played in behind defences, those that he can run onto and use his pace to get away, that little bit of time to pick his mark and then execute it like he just did there with superb accuracy.
Dodd back, takes it back from Ennis, back to Dodd over halfway. Infield goes Dodd, and makes a thrusting run here. Plays it out to Morris, right-hand side, straight to Linney. Linney taking it towards the byline. Here's Morris on the overlap. Morris there, wins it. It's got to be headed out by Harrison. It'll be a corner on the left-hand side for FC. Nice interplay there on the right-hand side by Linney and by FC's number two, Aaron Morris, and it's quickly taken. Corner comes in. Ooh, and that's gone through to Morris now. Morris, far side. He's got Griffiths behind him. Griffiths now 25 yards out. We'll think about a little chip in. Inviting ball in. Nodded down. Great save. Alabi surely for four. It is. It's 7-0. And Alabi has four goals. And what a miserable afternoon for Buxton. And remember, Paul, expert statistician, spoke of how this has been an away day, almost an away banker for both sides over the years. Well, not today. And FC United lead by 7-0. It was a lovely cross in there from the right-hand side. And just a good header down. Great save from Shenton, but he was helpless for the rebound, which Alabi took his time, placed it and hit it with some firmness.
Yeah, it was a great delivery into the box. You know, and that's what's caused it all. You know, panicking your defenders are clutching at straws, not getting good headers on them, or not getting good clearances. We've come in at the back post, like you say, great header, which was well saved by Shenton down to his right hand side, but he couldn't grab hold of it, pushed it out, and there was Tunde Owolabi to smash a right foot drive into the back of the post.
Four goals for number nine. Dodd bringing it forward for FC. Potts on the turn, but he's outmanoeuvred there and outnumbered in the end by Chettle and by Grantham. But Griffiths picks up a loose ball there, and Jordan Buckley can't quite get on it, but Griffiths picks up a loose ball there, and now it's Tunde Owolabi taking it into the box from the left hand side. Into the box he goes, puts it on his right foot, shoots and scores! Oh my goodness me, what a fine goal from Tunde Owolabi. He just took it inside and he used the defenders as screens there and placed it perfectly into the side netting, and FC United take a 1-0 lead.
Well, Tunde's took over from where he left off on Saturday. Let's hope the FC do the same. A superb ball out to him. He cut inside, beat the fullback, beat the centre back, created himself a little bit of a space as he was moving across the 18-yard line and curled a strike that went straight into the far post area. Beat the keeper, hands down.
Griffiths now with this free kick. It's about 10 yards inside Atherton territory. It's on the right-hand side as FC go forward. Plenty of blue shirts in the box for Griffiths to aim at. Far post, nice delivery. Headed down, second ball. Jones heads it back in.
Get it.
A scramble.
Ooh, yes.
And the ball's got in. I think it's Alabi.
It is.
Who else at the moment? And a really good delivery there. Nicely headed back into the danger area by Curtis Jones. And Alabi scrambling it in there for the equaliser. Atherton 1, FC United 1.
The initial ball into the box was a really deeply struck ball. Hung in the air a little bit. The goalkeeper, Oliver Byrne, came off his line and completely missed the ball with a punch. Which basically set up Curtis Jones to nod the ball back into the higher parts of the goal before it was cleared off, but Alabi was there just to pounce on that rebound clearance.
So all square?
Yep.
31 minutes gone. Referee just making sure that it's where it should be. Seems to be okay now. Alabi takes paces back, prepares to take this penalty. Here comes Owolabi. Oh, it's a beautiful penalty to the keeper's left. And the keeper went that way, but it was so perfectly placed, Ben, that he couldn't keep it out.
So to play for FC United, offside decision against Gavin Allett. He saw the flag, looked across and carried on playing.
Well done, referee. That's the first time I've seen a referee actually keep the game moving. And now an offside situation.
Ball chipped down this left-hand side. It's a chase off for Tunde. Tunde against the big number five, Thornton. And he beats him. Now, can he get to the penalty area? Yes, he can. Does really, really well. He's going to try the cute angle.
Boom!
My word! A cute angle. You can't believe where he just put that from. He's run down the left-hand side. He's beat the defender. He's hit the touchline. He's cutting. And he's bent it Beckham-esque into the top corner. Allison, now she could do about that one. What a finish.
Absolute cracker. I mean, the centre-half, Thornton, try to win, in my opinion, win a free kick. He realised the referee wasn't going to blow for it. Tunde then shot along the byline, the dead ball line, and boom, right into that back post area, right into the top corner. Power, swerve, keeper had no chance.
To the top 90, and well, it just goes to prove, I mean, he's the top goal scorer in the division at this moment in time. There weren't that many options on, to be honest. You were expecting someone else to be on the byline, whipping it into Tundy, but Tundy takes it on himself, and that was a tremendous finish. It's just now FC can keep the composure. 15 minutes to go here. That's an equaliser on 30 minutes of the second half gone, and 15 minutes for FC United to maybe get a winner, who knows.
Right, well, this is a really fantastic cock tie. FC 2, Baseford 1. They're fifth and second in the league, respectively. Baseford won here 3-1 a few weeks ago in the league game, but FC looking for revenge now. 2-1 they lead. Dodd, kept in by Ennis, by the touchline, left-hand side. Down the line it goes, Dodd, midway inside Baseford territory, tries to thread it through for Linney, but he wins the ball back. There's Dodd, now it's Potts. Potts on the turn, plays it out, hugging the touchline is Charlie Ennis. And a good work from Linney. Great ball. Donoghue. Through to Alabi. Could be 3-1.
Get in.
It is.
Get in there.
Madness made of football is sublime from FC United. And I'm going to stick my neck out, Roy, and say this so far is the best performance we've seen from FC United in the whole season.
Absolutely tremendous at this moment of time. And right across the board from one straight through to 11. And I have to say this while I'm looking at the game here, I feel that the three players that have been in and out of this squad, which is Ennis, Donoghue and Linney, I think have absolutely stormed this game. They've really brought the levels up, and that's why we're getting such a consistent, you know, manner of play and display.
And it is a foul on Dodd. He's taken quickly, and here comes Lenihan now. Lenihan chips the ball over the top for Owolabi, who's onside. Owolabi now into the penalty area in the left-hand side of the box. He checks back. There you go. And the first proper shot, really, that Liam Tong's had to deal with from Owolabi. And a natural goalkeeper would have had trouble with that, Paul. And 70 minutes, we're 2-0 up.
And that breaks FC's record. He's scored in 7 successive games.
And FC just nicking the ball there on the far side, and getting very close to creating some danger. Now they've got a corner ball, and Alex Curran, the man who's also extended his loan, plays it quickly to Adam Dodd. Adam Dodd, left-footed low cross, but it doesn't beat the first man. It's Griffiths now has it, about 35 yards out. Square ball to Linney. Linney, good football on the edge of the box.
Get
and Tundy Owolabi puts FC ahead. Beautiful interchange there from FC United, edge of the box. Threaded through to Tundy Owolabi, hasn't scored for 2 games. Well, that mini drought has ended, and FC United straight into the lead here in the second minute.
And it all came basically from a corner, short corner, played out to Dodd. Dodd just fed the ball in square to Donoghue, and Donoghue just did a little dinky ball, you know, in towards the penalty spot. He spanned, turned, and just smacked it in. 90 seconds into the game, and FC find themselves 1-0 up.
Now FC with a throw, and Aaron Morris, it's quite close to the corner flag, this one. As FC move forward, right hand side, Morris plays it in nicely. Lenihan back to Morris now. Can he get a cross in? Low cross, but not a good one, and they can bring it away. Can Runcorn Linnet. Well, good work from Dodd there, taking off it.
Go on.
Man there, Dodd thrusting forward, plays it out left. I said Owolabi into the box, but it's taken off it. Now it's Owolabi again, shoot and scores. Yeah. On the turn. Well, I thought he'd had the ball taken off him, but he got it back. He just turns and he shoots, and it's second goal of the day for Tundy Owolabi. Well, okay. He's had two games without a goal, but he's put that right today, and FC United double the lead.
67
minute, and I would suggest, Roy, on the balance of play in the second half, FC good value for that second goal.
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, shit from the penalty, but absolute tremendous run there by Adam Dodd, you know, right away through the middle and linked up play, slotted the ball through, came to Tundy Owolabi. He did have pressure on him, to be honest. I mean, he was facing away from goal at one point and then just span off, you know, to his left side and just slightly miss it, the ball, I feel, into the bottom corner, which, you know, most probably the goalkeeper misjudged, you know, through the bobble of the ball.
25 and a half minutes gone here. Throw on the left-hand side. for Matt Locke. Griffiths trying to hustle Bramall there, but they keep possession out. It's Marshall. And good tackle from Aaron Morris there. There's a long ball forward. There's only Alabi to pursue it.
Cool.
And he will put his man cool. under pressure. And he does well. Alabi one-on-one. Real chance. Alabi. Yes. And it's Matlock Town's turn to mess up at the back there. And Alabi did ever so well there. He pressurised his man. Bailey Gooder could have made the mistake. And kept keeping his cool there. Alabi took it into the box, kind of outmaneuvered the keeper really to create the gap that he needed and level the scoring 2-2. FC have got to build on this now. Boy, got to concentrate and not slip up again. It's 2-2.
It's a game of errors at this moment in time, James, to be honest, isn't it? I mean, great pressure from Tundu with what was really an escape ball for FC. Punted up the line there. He chased the defender down, got on top of him. His initial tackle for the ball didn't quite work out, but it off-balanced Jordan, where he couldn't get a second touch on it. The second touch came to Awolabi, and he was in on goals, ran across the front of the goalkeeper, didn't fancy it, I can tell you now, on his left peg, because he is, you know, predominantly right-footed, but he slotted it into the net.
It was about composure, though, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. You know what all he had to do was move the ball towards the goal, and it would go in.
And that comes through there. Morris heads it. And Doyle with the clearance for FC United. It's picked up by Matlock. Linney picks up the ball. Plays it forward to Awolabi. Awolabi, can he? Awolabi with a great shot. His shirt is pulled. And Awolabi still has it. Oh! And there's a goal by Tundi Awolabi. He was fouled twice there. The referee, to his credit, played the advantage, and Awolabi kept his composure and slid the ball past Wallace. FC United 4, Matlock Town 2.
18 for the season.
All about game management, you feel now, for FC United. 4-2 up. They do not want to give themselves a tense last few minutes, as happened last Saturday. Doyle with the header. Finds Corran. Corran now. Awolabi again pursuing. Awolabi! Awolabi through the box. Awolabi for 5-2. Oh! Awolabi! A hat-trick. He blasted it. Hit the underside of the bar. And then and made a real bulge. And Tundi Awolabi with a hat-trick. Surely seals the deal for FC. 5-2.
And his second hat-trick for FC.
That was like his first goal he ever scored. Remember, yeah, where he needlessly just levered it.
And it's in the style of Gerd Muller, I would say, that finish.
Now, ball is in the centre field with Dodd. Dodd in the centre circle. Gives it to Ennis now. Potts. Spreads it out right-hand side. Regan Linney. Midway inside in Kettering territory now. Regan Linney. He's got Morris on an overlap. Morris now checks. Morris takes it towards the byline. Checks again. Still with the ball on his feet. Beats one, beats two.
Get
it's it. Awolabi!
Get it.
Oh, it's 1-0. Oh, Aaron Morris. What about that?
Two for FC United. Scored by number 9. Tundi Awolabi.
Goal number 20 of the season for Tundi Awolabi. But it was Aaron Morris who just had the ball almost as if it was glued to his laces there. Kept on going into the box. Waited, picked his moment. Saw Awolabi. Awolabi finish. As he would do. 1-0 FC United.
Yeah, we know. And to be honest, I mean, like you say, it was all down to Aaron Morris. He dinked his way through there and, you know, he picked his way past defenders more than anything with little slight touches on the ball, which unsettled the defenders. And as he just worked his way in, he must have worked something like 20 yards there, didn't he? Into the box.
And he did it without so much beating players as driving them back.
He was just beating them with a little dink here, there and everywhere.
Matt Taylor, well won by Morris, had a good game on the right hand side, but it's still Matt Taylor with another throw further forward this time. Morris goes up, ball bobbling around on the edges. NT, he almost goes down, but now Linney, can FC break? He's got Jordan Buckley head. Awolabi making a typical run. What it's a great ball. It's Awolabi. Awolabi. Yeah.
Get in there.
United
And I tell you,
get in there!
That was beautiful work from FC United. It was Lily, I think, with a perfectly timed pass. And you know, Olavi took it wide. I wondered if he'd gone too wide, but not a bit of it. He finished perfectly. FC United 2-0 up.
Well, when Lenny got that ball, I was just about to say, just keep running, keep running, keep running. Well, he did. He didn't go all the way. What he did was he delayed that move so that Tunde Olawale made that supporting run down the right-hand flank. And as he started to attack and go past the final defender, Regan Linney laid the ball into his stride. He cut inside, took a look up, keeper came out on from a really acute angle, just smashed the ball low into the far post corner and into the side netting. An absolute quality goal. The way it was worked, the way it was engineered by Regan Linney, quality execution in the end of Tunde Olawale. 2-0 to FC United. They've ridden the storm, they've just got to ride it out just that little bit longer.
And now it's Griffiths. Griffiths plays it back to Jones. Jones just inside his own half for FC United. Plays it forward to Griffiths. Griffiths, nice ball to... That was for Curran. Curran, Olawale trying to thrust through here. Good defending in numbers there, but Linney... And that was excellent work there from Linney. It appeared as though Olawale was outnumbered there. The ball broke to the right. Pursued it. Pursuing it was Regan Linney. Played a nice ball in. Olawale continued his run and tapped it in. An FC good value for a 1-0 lead.
Well, Regan Linney, what he basically did was he just took a little extra touch on it, which it kidded the Grantham defender to actually put a foot down initially. And he would, from that moment, he was flat-footed. He was rooted to the floor. And then on his second touch, he just fed it in and across. And this time, Tunde was on the move. A thing that he should have been on that header, to be honest. He was on the move. The absolutely superb goal in the seventh minute.
Free kick taken by Kanurik, and that's chipped forward speculatively, but Belford will collect. He hasn't been tested so far. He rolls this up to Curtis Jones. FC United 1 and Grantham 0. We played 13 minutes. Charlie Ennis. Potts. Potts, good through ball. And Olawale tries for Curran to make it 2. Olawale!
And it's there.
Olawale, well, they made a bit of a meal of that there. Curran, I thought, could have finished himself, but unselfishly played it to Olawale. Oh, Olawale gave it such a gentle touch for a moment. I wondered if the keeper might scramble back and save it, but not a bit of it. FC 2, both goals to Olawale, Grantham 0.
Yeah, and to be honest, Alex Curran was wondering whether or not he was going to go over the line and nursed it over, although his natural instinct was to give it a little tap. If he had tapped it, he was offside, and the linesman was looking for that little touch on the ball. As you say, Tunde again linking up with play, good little build-up play there between him and Curran, and Curran just knocked it off sweetly.
And
2-0.
And FC United, well, this it's really impressive from the home side. We played just over 14 minutes. They're 2 to the good here against Grantham, and absolutely, totally deserved here, because FC have dominated this game. So Curran again, corner from the left hand side. Can FC take the lead here? Curran comes in, floats it invitingly high. It's nodded across there by Doyle. It's bubbling around on the turn of Olawale.
Yes, there! Get in there!
What about that from FC United? What a lovely turn that was. And did Olawale get the finishing touch there?
I personally think it was the centre back, number 6, Warren, who tried to clear the ball off the line and swung it into his own net, but will give it Tunde.
Well, it was certainly going into the net when the defender touched it, but what about that for a turnaround? Well, we talked, didn't we, Roy, about a test of mentality, of staying calm under pressure.
Yeah.
And it took a lovely moment from the right-hand side into play with Morris, Tigler-Smith, and then Captain Potts streaking in with a lovely finish, and it's to settle them down, hasn't it?
And what they need to do is carry on, you know, keeping composed. They don't have to worry. They've got, they've been well in this game right away from the start, and all they've got to do is just keep doing the simple things quickly.
FC here trying to see this out, 2-1. They lead. Up goes Doyle, commanding header, picked up here, and it's on his chest, and then hooked forward. Now Al-Arabi in a race with Grogan. He's got to stand his... Al-Arabi wins it! Surely! Al-Arabi!
Oh, what a way to answer them!
And it was a mistake by Grogan. But Al-Arabi pressed him. He stood him up. He did all the right things, Roy. And then just crippled and typically just slid it past the keeper's left hand into the net.
And on the blind side, he just gave Grogan a little left arm nudge in the back, unsettled him. The Ratcliffe players are having to go to the referee trying to point it out. You know what? Do what you want. We'll do the celebrating now on something that matters, the result.
Square ball back to Belford. Belford has Morris in space, right side, but he chooses to go to the left and doesn't find Dodd. And now Pratt battling for the ball. He's outnumbered. Good tenacious work from Pratt, but Griffiths has it now at his feet. Plays it back to Linney. Good work from Lane, but Linney does Morris. Well. Linney now puts on the Al-Arabi. Left hand side, Al-Arabi. He's got a man in the middle. Al-Arabi. Oh, it's a goal! From a frighteningly narrow angle, Tunde Al-Arabi. Well, from here, it didn't look possible. You thought he's got to square it back to Sinclair Smith, but Tunde Al-Arabi played it in just to the point, hit the post, the left hand upright, as it were, and went in. FC 2-0.
It was like Ronnie O'Sullivan got a snooker cue on that one. That was amazing.
Absolutely, in the corner. And what he did was he measured it up, didn't he? He went down the line with his left foot, checked it back onto his right foot, saw the goalkeeper edging out a little bit, just very slightly, you know, towards his left-hand side, because he felt that the ball was going to be cut back, like you said, to Sinclair Smith. And as soon as he made that step from his right foot to his left foot, it was curtains, end of story.
FC with defending to do here. 90 seconds to go of the 45. Corner ball left hand side, and it comes near post. They've tried, well, that was a rehearsed manoeuvre there. They've got a chance to fire it back in here. Tong still has it, edge of the box. He's battling away, Tong. He's beaten three. Now Sharp. Sharp left under the box. Sharp shoots. Belford collects. Well, that was heroic stuff from Liam Tong there. He would not be denied.
He
went through
away,
about three or four tackles there. But in the end, FC snuff out the danger. Doyle now. Potts back to Jones. Jones spreads it out left-hand side. Dodd halfway inside his own territory. Potts slightly on his heels there, but plays it to Curran.
Yeah.
Potts long ball. Al-Arabi again. Pace against Dean. Dean just gets a head in there. Oh, Al-Arabi! A real chance! It's 3-0! It's 3-0! Tom Dean not having a great afternoon. He tried to nod it back to the keeper, but Al-Arabi was right on his heels. Took it from the keeper and took it round the keeper and then slides it in once again from quite a tight angle. And FC United 3-0 as we reach 45 minutes.
Well, to be honest, I mean, it was a great little dinky ball over the top. From Curran, that was a bit speculative initially, but there was just enough length on it that Tom Dean could not get a good, clear, substantial header on back to the keeper, and it brushed against his forehead and fell down. Well, that's all Tunde Al-Arabi needed then. He saw the ball in front of him and went for it like a magnet. The goalkeeper coming out, it was a race between the two, and you'd always put your money on Tunde Al-Arabi in a sprinting race. He got there maybe a foot before the keeper, pushed it to his right, went a little bit wide of the angle of the goalkeeper, and then just slotted it back across goal again into the net for his second goal of the game.
And past Tom Dean, who was covering back. He was
totally off balance though, Tom. Tom was running to his front post. Tunde Al-Arabi knocked the ball to the back post area and he couldn't change his foot in.
And it's a free kick, quickly taken. Ennis down right-hand side. Ennis
plays it forward to Regan Lenny into the box. Regan Lenny, Regan Lenny inside, left footed shot, goes across. Thompson Smith just can't get on the end of it. It goes all the way across. And now Tavaro can bring it away for the visitors. Long clearance from him. Doyle lets that pass through to Cameron Belford. It's end to end at the moment here. FC trailing by 2-1. Elsdon now. Elsdon. Griffiths. Griffiths through ball. Lenny. Lenny gets fouled. Owalabi into the box. Playing on. Oh! Absolutely magnificent! As the referee, to his credit, plays the advantage. And Owalabi took it into the box, put it on his right foot, and he hit an absolute screamer into the top corner.
And to be honest, there, he was the referee was just about to blow for the free kick prior to it, but they noticed that the ball was breaking to Tunde, and Tunde just had one thought in his mind: shift it onto his right and crush it into the net.
Blasting it, power was the key. High, and also to the keeper's left. No chance for the keeper, really.
And it's still ding-dong. It's like a Tom and Jerry cartoon, isn't it?
And FC have created openings and then haven't fully capitalised, apart from the free kick, which led to the goal, of course. Aaron Morris with the throw. 38 minutes played. Thompson Smith, then Morris kind of hooks a speculative clearance, which Raven nods down poorly, and Griffiths picks up the second ball. Ennis down into the box. Ennis. Got Raven for company. Ennis tries to get a shot in. Now it's Owalabi on the turn. He scores! Oh, magnificent goal from Tunde Owalabi. The goal drought is over. And I tell you something, he had his back to goal. He had a defender in his way, but he turned on it and put it exquisitely into the corner, the keeper's left-hand side. It's 2-0 FC United.
Yeah, you've got Ennis there who tried to work an angle for himself. Saw it was shut off from the edge of the box, but he smashed a ball there that took a deflection off one of the Warrington defenders and fell at Tunde Owalabi's feet. And Tunde, even with his marker behind him, marking him up, he managed to turn him, half turn him, and then smack a right foot shot that took a slight deflection, I think, and just wrong footed the goalkeeper completely. But do you know what? Won't say that in the newspaper. It'll just say Tunde Owalabi won.
Number five is Dean Freeman. Plays a low ball through, but he misplaces that pass. Dodd gets in the way, plays it to Charlie Ennis, takes it over halfway left hand side. Charlie Ennis overlapping his Dodd, and Ennis there, nice work there. Dodd now, can he get across it? Low crossing, chance for Tunde Owalabi, who's onside, and it's 1-0.
Well, there's the 30th of the season for Tunde, and what a simple goal it turned out to be from the cutback.
Well, good work on the left-hand side from FC, but you would have to say, from a Mikulova point of view, very, very poor defending there. The ball seemed to go through a Mikulova defender there, and Tunde Owalabi, I'm sure, couldn't believe his luck. In the second minute of the game, FC United take the lead. And FC, and it's a good through ball to Bevan, edge of the box, Bevan.
Good challenge, Jones.
And good work by Jones. And now, Trickett Smith now breaks away. He's got Owalabi to his left. Owalabi, can he make something of this? Owalabi into the box. Three defenders there. Oh! What a magnificent goal by Tunde Owalabi.
Bang.
Bang into the top corner. And FC United into a 2-0 lead. And I can tell you something, Tunde Owalabi's gold drought is well and truly at an end. 31 for the season in all competitions. FC 2 goals in front.
4 minutes well, into added time of the first half.
He composed himself there, controlled the ball, picked his spot, and then absolutely hammered it.
Morris, with defending to do, nods it rather aimlessly back. He's got to keep it in, play to avoid the corner. Does so now, he's got to clear his lines. Ball bounces back on him there rather fortuitously, and he'll bring it forward now, will Morris, and play a long ball forward for Owalabi, but Young will
second
pick
ball.
Up. But second ball won by Donoghue. Donoghue, can he pick the right pass here? Donoghue. Owalabi, left foot, right foot. Still in. Shoots, it's in! 3-0, hat-trick for Tunde Owalabi. Well, there was a bit of a carry on there, the ball bounced around. Broome saved it once, but it bounced out there, and on the volley, Tunde Owalabi rattled it into the
Mikulova goal, and FC go 3 goals to the good.
Right on 80 minutes.
That's his second FC hat-trick after the 4 he got against Buxton.
32 goals for the season in all competitions. I think it's 25 in the league. Turnbull on the halfway line plays it out very nicely. First time to Baxter. Baxter, though, has got pressure from Sinclair Smith. Has to play the ball back to Verstraeten, who shows too much of it there. And a good work from FC to win the ball back. Baxter, but now it's Owolabi in from the left-hand side, out into the box. Owolabi, Owolabi, chance!
Yes!
And FC United get that goal. Gets them the lifeline. It was excellent work on the left-hand side. Finlay Sinclair Smith.
Well, he didn't give up, did he? He didn't give the ball up. He played it on the left-hand side. Tundy then took over, and his strength and his perseverance, he went past one, went past two. It looked like he wasn't going to get the shot away, and he then put it across the goalkeeper, and that was an excellent finish. And FC United do get a goal.
And credit to Neil Reynolds for making those decisive substitutions, because they paid off. Lord played a right-hand side. Being forced back, good pressing from FC this time, but they keep control of it. But they get a bit of a tangle there, and it falls off of Sinclair Smith. Plays a long ball out the left-hand side. Trickett Smith now. Owolabi into the box. Owolabi. Owolabi. No, it falls now. Trickett Smith. Trickett Smith to the byline. Trickett Smith plays it back now. Sinclair Smith, nice ball in. Potts, but it's well met by Verstraeten there. And Morris wins the second ball. Edge of the box, Morris. Plays it out left-hand side. Finlay Sinclair Smith. Can he get a low cross in? Owolabi on the turn.
Yes.
It's 4-2. That FC will not give this up.
Well, again,
it's 4-2.
Smith on the far side never gave up. Play the ball across. Thompson Smith on this near touchline won the ball, plays the ball out down the left hand side, cuts inside, ball to Owolabi. He had a lot to do then. He's back to goal. He's seen twist with the ball, and he's put it past the goalkeeper, and it's 4-2. And here they come again. It's the halfway line, and ball chipped over the top, looking for an offside. Not going to get FC. You have to defend it. They clear the lines. Picked up by Dodd. Dodd can't afford to lose it there. He doesn't. He plays it to Sinclair Smith. Sinclair Smith has Tundy Olawobi, but Sinclair Smith decides to hold the ball up, plays it to Tundy now. Tundy now taking over as the winger. Cuts inside. Can get the shot away.
Oh!
He scores an absolute cracker.
Well,
that's his hat-trick. There's no celebration, and that's 5-3.
35 goals this season for Tundy. Two successive hat-tricks, all in vain today.
It's going to be an interesting wrap-up with Neil.
Well, Tundy, a big thank you for joining us, and we're recording this bit of the podcast right at the end of the season in April. How's this season gone for you, do you feel?
You know, I look back at the season, and I'm just like, wow. I kind of like surprised myself, if I'm honest, because obviously last season I was playing in one division lower, and obviously to make the step up, which, bearing in mind, this is the first season I've ever played in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division, so obviously I kind of like surprised myself. I kind of like surprised everyone as well. You know, would I be able to do what I did last season and do it in a one league or higher? And obviously I came out with flying colors, and obviously played in a team full of great players, defensively, attackively. Honestly, we gelled together as a team, and that's thanks to the manager who has brought the players together to play his type of football, and we deserve to be second. We had the game against South Shields, and they are a top quality team. We will punish you for every mistake you make, but listen, we are a really, really good team, and if we play to the potential we played throughout the season, we could beat anyone, including South Shields. We just happened to have a bad first 45, and that eventually cost us the game in the end. But obviously, as a whole, as on a personal level, I'm absolutely delighted, you know, helping the team, scoring goals, you know, and been an amazing season, a season that I will never forget, if I'm honest with you.
I mean, when I speak to strikers, I normally ask them what's been your favourite goal of the season, but because you've scored that many, I'm going to ask you, what was your favourite hat-trick? I mean, you mentioned South Shields there. There was a bit of me in the back of my mind when we were watching that game that, you know, oh, Tundy might score 5 here and get an equaliser. I mean, let's go back to the start when, you know, you said, you know, that debut against Morpeth. I think you spoke to Tim just before the match and you said you got unfinished business at the club and you want to help the club going forward. You scored your debut goal within 5 minutes, and it was a Tundy trademark as well, just blasting it from. I mean, what was it like that first game against Morpeth?
I was absolutely nervous. I am not even going to lie. I was absolutely nervous. I don't think I slept as much as I would have the night before, if I'm honest with you. And obviously, you know, coming to FC United again, because this is where it all started for me. I was in the youth team and then went to the reserves. So I didn't really get the opportunity in the first team. So when I came back from Malta and the manager called me and said he wanted me to sign, obviously I went back down memory lane and I'm like, you know what, I would love to come back and prove those that really didn't believe in me back then wrong. And it was a challenge that was hard. It was a hard challenge, and I like challenges. And coming to the first game, knowing that the team hadn't won a game that season yet, you know, the creating chances but weren't scoring. If I told you that I didn't feel the pressure, I would be lying to you. So, you know, to get that first goal within that 5 minutes really, really helped me settle down at the club, you know. And then to score two, I could have scored more, to be fair, but obviously two was, at the end of the game, I could not have wished for a better debut, you know, and thankfully we won the game as well. And the team just kind of like progressed from there. We were much harder to beat. We were playing some, you know, fascinating football. Attacking-wise, we were deadly going forward. Defensively, we looked solid. And when you have someone like Potsy who can organize a team as well, it massively helps. It massively helps. And it's from there that we've actually grown as a team. And we've had an amazing season. Bearing in mind what has happened last season to really, really bring a really good squad players who, a couple of them have played not as high as this level, and then to be so competitive against teams who are throwing the cash in that league is just a testament to what the manager and his coaching has done this season.
Yes, absolutely. And I mentioned the trademark Tundi smash, I'm going to call it, where you just absolutely levered it. And it's, you know, there's that one against Morpeth. You did the same against Matlock, Mickleover away. But then you've got some other goals, like the one where you dribbled past everyone against Matlock, and the acute angle one against Gainsborough. I mentioned the hat-tricks as well. You netted four hat-tricks in all. One against Matlock, Mickleover away, South Shields, that we already discussed. But the performance for me was Buxton, I think. That was a hell of an afternoon, that.
That was I scored four in that game, I believe. Yeah, four. Yeah, that was a game that everything we did just clicked. You know, I don't think we hardly made a mistake. You know, and in that Buxton team, they have some really, really good players with very, very good experience. But as I said earlier, when as a team we play, and we play to our full potential, we are a very, very hard team to beat. And to not, you know, we always feel like every game we come up against, we are going to score. You know, and that game was just, from the minute one to the 90 minutes, it could have been more. If we kept on playing till extra time, it could have been more. That was how good we played that day, you know. And it was a very, very nice game to be involved in. Obviously, scoring four, and I think the assisted one as well, was obviously a good personal achievement in that game as well.
And you mentioned about the squad and the quality of the squad, and it's had a spine. And I think you played a sequence of 41 games, 28 league goals, six in five in the FA Trophy, and one Manchester Premier Cup appearance in that as well. So that's a phenomenal effort. And like you say, it wasn't just you. There was so many players who've made this squad what it is this season. What's it been like playing in this squad this year?
It's been absolutely amazing. Listen, everyone will say, Tindy has scored this, Tindy did this, Tindy did that. But listen, I hold a massive respect for my teammates, because without them, I would not have scored the amount of goals that I scored. They make my life so much easier. They know where I like to go, where the ball should go, to make it easier for me to attack. And I just try my best to repay the trust that they have in me by scoring goals. And, you know, when you play with the likes of Charlie Ennis, Regan Linney, I learn from them as well. I like to play football and I like to improve as well. And I'm not the finished article as well. So obviously when I see one of my teammates do something that I can implement in my game that will benefit my game, I try to implement it, you know. And we have a lot of great players from the back to the front. The squad can easily compete in the Conference North, 100%. Maybe with a few, maybe two, three, four players, we could probably even attack the playoffs in the Conference North, because we try to play football. We try to play football, and for me to be my best, I need to go to a team or play in a team that plays football. And I think that's why I've been such a massive success at FC United, because we play good attacking football. And it's just a privilege to be part of this team.
And just before you go, Tunde, just a quick thought as well. I mean, you, like you said, you had unfinished business. You've come back. What's it been like playing at Broadhurst Park this season? Because and the away days as well. The away days have been picking up, that's for sure. So what's your final message to the FC faithful as we head towards the close season now?
Not only me, I'm sure the players also feel the same way. We are just happy and I'm proud to represent FC United. I remember back at the battle game, we conceded 7. On the 7th goal, their support went up a note. And I have never, ever seen that in my life, playing football, where no matter the scoreline, the fans are just behind you from the minute 1 to the 90th minute. You know, and it's, as a player, you want to be playing in front of 1,000 plus every week. And even in the away, sometimes the away game feels like a home game, and that is just a testament to the fan base of FC United. And as a player, it's absolutely incredible. Best club I've been at, if I'm honest with you. And hopefully whatever is going on at this world with the coronavirus, hopefully we can get football back sooner rather than later when it's safe. And we can, you know, continue the hard work that we set as a team and attack it again next season, hopefully, and see where we go. But obviously, this team will go far. We've got the experience now, we know the league, and I think the aim is to go for the title next season.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.